Thank you very much for tuning into the second hour of Sydney Live this Friday afternoon. We are live and loud at the DYRSL. Now, we take the show on the road quite a bit, but I've never been in a situation like this because we're in the middle of a bar, essentially, where usually when we're doing these things, it's a bit more of a controlled environment. So someone just said to me, look, should we get everyone to shut up? And I said, we can't do that. We're in the middle of a bar. People want to have a drink and have a chat. So look, if you can hear us, that's great. If you can't, I'm sorry. But the main thing is that you can hear us at home. And I know that you don't hear all of the background noise at home as we hear here. But it is a full house and we'd love if you could come along. There's a very important reason we're here this afternoon because we are helping to rebuild the Collaroy Beach Club. It was founded in 1963 as a sub-branch of the RSL, a bedrock of the local community. And then in June, those massive storms hit. And it did so much damage to the beach club, smashing holes in the front of the building, almost knocking off the balcony. And residents compared the weather to storms that they'd seen back in the 1970s. And the beach club has started rebuilding, but they need our help. And that's why we're here today at DYRSL. Collaroy Surf Lifesaving Club is giving all the support they can, but they need donations to fix the damage brick by brick. So how can you do it? You go to thebeachclub.com.au, and when a community's doing tough, we know that people step up, which is why there's been a big lunch here at DYRSL today. And the blokes who've been behind a lot of this are Rob McConnell, who's Collaroy Beach Club CEO, and also here is Greg Broom, who's the Collaroy Surf Lifesaving Club president. A big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, for Rob McConnell and Greg Broom. Gentlemen, good afternoon. It's not normal for me to be interviewing people where I've got beers in front of them, but that's the nature of what we're doing this afternoon. How are you doing, Rob? First of all, tell me about the success of the fundraising lunch today at DYRSL.
Mate, we've had an unbelievable day here today. It's blown me away, the amount of support that's come from the community. We've raised in excess of $125,000 by having a lunch with a few of our mates. And everything was donated. It was all come through Clubs New South Wales, the Surf Life Saving community, who are a very big part of our people. We share a lot of members. And everything came to us for free, so that gives us an opportunity to buy a few bricks. It's fantastic.
Mate, there was some serious money being thrown around there. Broomy, let me bring you in. You're the Surf Life Saving Club president. Some serious money being thrown around in that room. I don't want to discourage people from giving from their own wallets and calling up and contributing via the website, but it was great to see in the room. The moment there were opportunities to raise money, everyone was jumping in.
Yeah, that's right, Ben. I've been involved in fundraising for charities and surf lifesaving clubs all my life, basically, and today was one of the richest rooms I've ever been involved in. That was impressive. The surf club, what we do is we give back what we can, and at the moment, for 3 months, we run seafood raffles at the beach club on a Saturday afternoon. Everything we raise that would normally come to the surf club is going back to the beach club to help their building fund.
I want to ask you the importance of the club itself, but I might just give everyone a bit of a reminder. We've got a bit of a reminder here, which I'll just ask the team back in the studio to play for us in just a moment, because for those that didn't follow what happened in June, this was one of these events where it pretty much came out of the blue. And a little later on, we'll talk to Matthew Johns, the rugby league legend who's now a media star. He was actually inside the club at the time, and all of a sudden they said, look, there's this bad weather coming, and people thought this must be some kind of joke, as if this could actually destroy the club. But it did. Just listen back to what happened in June of 2016.
We were warned it would be bad, and today Sydney felt the full brunt of a vicious East Coast low.
The clean-up is underway after an East Coast low battered Sydney, bringing torrential rain, damaging winds and king tide.
In Sydney, the northern beaches have been hit very hard.
Polaroy in Sydney's northern beaches bore the brunt of last night's weather system, with much of the beach eroded into the sea.
Certainly a big mess, isn't it? It can take a fair bit of tidying up.
Freak waves eroding the coast have left homes in Narrabeen and Collaroy at risk of plunging into the ocean.
Part of the Collaroy Beach Club in Sydney has just been knocked down. The balcony, have a look at it. Easy giving way to the excavator after it was severely damaged in this week's East Coast low, crashing onto the beach below.
The club's chief executive, Rob McConnell, says he'll rebuild.
Just take us a while to get over this hiccup. We've been around a long time, and the community support us and we support them, and we'll get back.
So we heard you there, Rob, saying the community supports us, we support the community, we'll get back. How is that getting back going on?
Look, it's been a long, hard road. We're still in negotiations with insurance companies. We're talking to the council. Today goes a long way to get some piles in the ground, some concrete and steel in the ground to protect the building going into the king tides that may come in the summer. Once we're protected, we can chip away at it and earn the money. And today was just such a great show from all of our community. People putting money in, 10 grand for all sorts of stuff, and it's just amazing.
We just had Tony Abbott here. He usually doesn't sign budgie smugglers unless they're from his specific surf club, but he signed the Collaroy budgie smugglers. He's also contributed his own $50 donation, so I'll hand that over to you, Rob, on behalf of Mr. Abbott. Now, Broomy, let me ask you, as the bloke who's in charge of the surf club, how do you guys get by without these guys, without the Collaroy Beach Club?
Well, look, the Beach Club has been the biggest benefactor of the surf club for ever since they started. Without the Beach Club in operation, the surf club would struggle to keep its rescue services alive. A surf club these days of our size costs about $125,000 a year to run. That's when we do everything for nothing. So the Beach Club provide us a vast amount of money from their limited reserves, because they support other community areas in the Northern Beaches area. We share with them those funds. And without the Beach Club and without the community clubs right throughout New South Wales, we just wouldn't exist to the level we can provide rescue services at the moment to the swimming public.
Rob, the issue of insurance, I know it's kind of the big, black, ugly elephant in the room.
Yeah.
But the insurance company is still in discussions with you. Those things haven't been smooth sailing. Just remind me what insurance company we're dealing with.
QBE are our insurer.
QBE?
Yeah.
QBE, how are they going?
They've just this week come to the table. We've had discussions and letters from them, but they've finally come to visit the club, other than loss assessors that came by very early after the storm to make an opinion, our opinion. Mm. They came and we had a very positive conversation with them this week for the first time. So that's taken 6 months, which is a long time to wait when, you know, king tides are coming in and going out and nothing's happening because you haven't got the cash to do it.
You know? So QBE, the ball's in your court.
That's right.
That's what we're waiting for. Are we getting some signs that QBE is becoming a little friendly, that they might just be warming to the idea that they've got a responsibility here, that when people pay their premiums and something goes wrong, they've got a duty to actually come good and do the right thing?
Look, I think they want to be good corporate citizens. We just need to give them... We need to give them a helping hand along, and it's always a negotiation in these situations, I'm told. I've learned so much about insurance in the last 3 months. It's something I didn't ever want to know, but they've got their own language, and they like to mince their words and hide behind words. And you know, we're a good honest joint. We deserve a helping hand. We've paid our premiums in good faith. And when you get blown away after a storm like that, it's heart-wrenching. It's heart-wrenching not only for me and the nice staff that I have, but all the Greg Brooms and all the people in the community that enjoy the place. They come there for the party, the wedding, the wake, you know, and they're there all the time.
You boys know how to drag a crowd in, don't you? I mean, have a look around the room. We're at DYRSL. It is a full house. Look, we wish you the best of luck with the rebuild. We're here to give any assistance we possibly can. And be assured there are people from all over Sydney, New South Wales and Australia who are contributing this afternoon. They're not from the Northern Beaches. They're not from Collaroy. They're not from DY. But they know the importance of the local club and what it does for the community. So thank you for giving everyone the opportunity to help you guys rebuild.
Oh, mate, we so appreciate the support that we've had. And, you know, we're part way there now. We've got to keep bashing. And a club's my mother's brother was one of the first presidents of the Beach Club, and it's not going down on my watch, I can tell you, because my mum would roll over in her grave and give me a kick up the arse. So we've got to keep it going.
He summed it up well. Ladies and gentlemen, a big round of applause. Rob McConnell, Collaroy Beach Club CEO, and Greg Broom, Collaroy Surf Life Saving Club President. Boys, thank you very much. Enjoy your cold beer.
Thanks, Ben.
This is Ben Fordham on 2GB.